Chapter 2. Remove the Corporate Jets. Check your ego at the door. Kerry Killinger. In another life, Kerry Killinger might have been standing on a stage in an auditorium or concert hall, blowing air through tightly pursed lips, his hands fingering the valves of a trumpet. But instead, on a cold day in early March 1997, he stood hunched over a speakerphone with Craig Tall, both of them listening closely to the investment banker from Goldman Sachs on the line. They were hiding out in Washington Mutual's boardroom, the door closed. "Gary," admonished the banker through the speakerphone, "you have been waiting for something like this for 5 years." Before he left, Lou Pepper had sold the bank's former headquarters, trading in Walnut Heaven, for 6 leased floors of a 55-story skyscraper rising over the center of downtown Seattle. The boardroom and all of the executive offices were on the 15th floor, the highest of the leased space. Washington Mutual did not occupy the top floors of buildings. Killinger's corner office, connected to the boardroom by a tiny bathroom, had an uninterrupted view of the Space Needle towering over the edge of downtown Seattle. Out of another window, he could look out across Puget Sound to the rows of houses dotting the skinny inlet of West Seattle. The views were just about the office's only luxury. A commercial-grade gray couch was pushed up against the wall, and a simple wooden table, where he and Tall usually spread out their work, sat in the center. Beige carpet covered the floor, and the desk, a simple design in reddish-brown, was the same as those in the other executives' offices. Pictures of Killinger's two sons and Debbie Killinger sat on the shelf.